Well, book lovers, unite and get ready for the Chippewa Valley Book Festival coming up next month, and we have your preview today on The Larry Mueller Show. Good morning, I'm Lee Rayburn, in for Larry today, and one of the organizers will be joining us this hour, as well as one of the authors who will be hosting one of the special events, more than a dozen on hand, for the Chippewa Valley Book Festival. But first, I am joined in the studio by Maureen McCollum, the producer of Wisconsin Life, and I can't believe you're here.
I am so excited to be pitching with you, Lee. Well, this is a dream come true for me, truly.
In the flesh, in the studio live, Maureen McCollum, I am so proud even to be associated with you ancillarily.
Oh, like,
even
you.
In the same sort of paragraph or on the same WPR.org. Including me with you makes me feel better.
Oh, that's really nice. I'm just all morning I've been like, I get to work with Lee today and talk about how wonderful WPR is.
We got the easy job.
We do.
First, it's the fall member drive here at WPR, and your contributions are more important than ever now with federal funding going by the wayside, eliminated earlier this summer. So we have our members today with an all-day dollar-for-dollar match. You want to put a dollar figure on that today, Maureen?
Yes. Do you know what that means? Math is hard before 1 o'clock every day.
I was gonna say before five in the evening.
So what that means is if our dear listeners out there, if you decide you want to donate $5 a month, that donation will turn into $10 a month because a very wonderful donor has decided to match that donation. If you decide to give $20 a month, that donation will turn into $40 a month.
What if I decide to give $1,000?
That turns into $2,000.
All the way up to $50,000 through the day.
Absolutely.
So this is your opportunity to make your support double up all day long, but don't wait for it. Take that step right now and go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Maureen, just last evening, on All Things Considered, I got to hear the Wisconsin Life about the vegetarian that won the meat raffle.
Absolutely.
Lake Halley.
Well, and I love that because today we'll be talking about the Chippewa Valley Book Festival.
Yes.
And Patty C. is an author, a writer from Lake Halley, which is in the Chippewa Valley. So,
Perfect.
It all comes together. And Wisconsin Life stories are really wonderful in that way, where we get to hear from people all across the state and just hear what it is to be a human in Wisconsin. And sometimes that means you're a vegetarian and you win a big hunk of meat at a meat raffle.
I believe the quote that stuck with me was, I never won crustaceans before.
That's absolutely correct.
Who's ever won crustaceans?
I
am curious where you find these stories, these people, and these storytellers for Wisconsin Life.
Well, it's a little bit of a two-way street. Like, sometimes the writers come to me. So my predecessor, Erica Janik, people might remember her, she had established some wonderful connections with writers across Wisconsin, and I was able to carry those relationships forward. But people like Patty C., other authors that may be mentioned today, like BJ Hollers, they'll reach out to me a couple times a year and say, I have this essay that talks about this slice of life in my world. Are you interested in sharing it with your listeners? And I love that. But other times I find, maybe I'll come across someone's writing. There's a lot of poets I like to work with. If I see some poetry from a Wisconsin writer out there, I'll reach out and say, hey, do you want to record this on air? And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
That's just the start, because then
Absolutely.
It goes into sound design and these amazing producers that we have who take the time to sort of give it this atmosphere and feeling that puts you into this Wisconsin life.
Absolutely. And we can't do that without the support of listeners.
Yeah.
Across Wisconsin, and actually around the world, too. We hear from people around the world who hear our programming.
WisconsinLife.org is where you'll find more anytime. And Maureen McCollum, we should remind folks that you can support Wisconsin Life, shows like The Larry Mueller Show, and everything you hear every day on WPR by going to WPR.org right now or calling 888-202-2552. And remember, that double your match is all day long, up to $50,000. Let's see if we can't hit that before we're done with The Larry Mueller Show today at 1.
Hi, Larry Mueller here. I'm really sorry to miss out on Drive this week. It's always fun to ask for your support and offer you whatever great thank you gifts the Drive team has created. And this member drive is a big deal. As you know, Congress rescinded funding for public media, and that loss will have a significant effect on WPR's budget. With your help, WPR will continue to serve the people of Wisconsin. Make your gift today. Here's a colleague to tell you how.
Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. But please don't wait for it. Don't put it off. Take this moment to do it now. And remember, we have that WPR Canvas backpack this drive, and it's yours for $22 a month or more. It's brand new. Now, I do not believe legally I'm able to say that it lasts forever. That's a mighty long time.
But it is pretty good quality.
It's going to last a long time. That's Maureen McCullum, producer of Wisconsin Life, joining me for our fall member drive. And I hope you can step up and support the people that make this radio happen each and every day. And I don't get a chance to see you a lot. I do see you a lot, but I don't get a chance to connect with you a lot.
Correct.
Because you're always with the news team. And I always feel like a little jealous that news team's uniting and I'm not there.
But it is worth mentioning that you yourself have produced some Wisconsin Life stories. And they are so lovely when you do them.
Oh, my gosh.
We're so lucky when you're able to lend your talents not only to the Larry Miller Show, but to Wisconsin Life.
Maureen,
and to the people of Wisconsin.
Yeah, I did not think I was good enough for Wisconsin
Life. Oh, get out of here, Lee.
I was honored to be able to have an opportunity to create a few soundscapes and produce a few Wisconsin Lives. And they're so much fun to do, but they do take time. They do take work. And, you know, although it's just 5 minutes of your day, to think of some of the hours that go into making sure that that 5 minutes stays with you for days and days afterwards.
Yeah.
We get to see it from the inside out. I think that's kind of the thing for me is we see it every day. That's why I'm a sustaining member, is because I know what goes into everything. We have people that show up here like yourself on their days off just to go out to lunch, just to hang out with friends. And yes, to work.
Exactly. Right. And like this work, it does. It takes a lot of staff support. It takes a lot of financial backing to make everything sound good. We could throw together a bunch of slop.
AI slop.
Nothing.
Exactly. Artificial intelligence could come up with something.
But quality costs money. And we're able to put the time into putting forth really beautiful radio.
Time and love. There's a lot of
absolutely.
Love that goes into it every day. Kitty in Evanston in Illinois says, I enjoy the variety of topics on WPR. Kitty, thank you.
Yes.
Join Kitty now with your gift. It is powerful and it really will make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we just can't say this enough. Thank you. So we are getting ready for the Chippewa Valley Book Festival. It's coming up October 21st through the 25th, and we have your invitation with a couple of guests joining us today. Pam Gardeau is a retired librarian and organizer of the Chippewa Valley Book Festival. And Pam, welcome to the Larry Miller Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Excited to have you. Leif Enger also joining us. He is an award-winning novelist. His latest book, I Cheerfully Refuse, and you may remember way back in 2003 on Chapter a Day here on WPR, his first book, Peace Like a River, was read by Carl Schmidt. I was not able to find any audio of that, but I am very interested in digging it up. Leif, welcome to the Larry Miller Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Really excited to hear a little bit about your new book, I Cheerfully Refuse, because I think I would, in many ways, absolutely agree. But Pam, let's start with you and tell us a little bit about the Chippewa Valley Book Festival. What are the basics, the when and the where?
Okay, well, as you mentioned, it's from the 21st to the 25th of October, and this year is our 26th annual book festival.
Oh, wow.
It's my favorite week of the year. I love Book Festival Week. It's a time when we celebrate books and authors of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry, and have programs for all ages.
Yeah, you do have programs for all ages. There's more than a dozen events to take place over these just a handful of days at the Chippewa Valley Book Festival. And if you'd like to follow along online, you can go to cvbookfest.org. That's CV as in Chippewa Valley, bookfest.org. So 26 years of this festival. Give us a little bit of the history, Pam.
Well, we started small, and this festival has been growing over the years, and so we have a lot of people who dedicate the Book Festival Week to they clear their calendars and come and hear wonderful authors and watch events. Sometimes they come from far away and spend the weekend, because Saturday is our packed day. We have five different authors presenting on Saturday. And some wonderful poetry events on Friday evening. And so sometimes they'll come for a weekend or they'll drive down for the day to be with us. But people can watch either in person or virtually. And so we ask that you register. And if you want to come in person, you register for the in-person event. If you are not going to be able to join us in person, then you can register for a link to watch the programs virtually.
That's where we bring in Leif Anger, the author of his latest book, I Cheerfully Refuse, because, Leif, I see that there is a wait list now for your in-person appearance, but there is a virtual registration still open and available. This is event is going to be Saturday, October 25th, one of those Saturday events at 9:30 at the Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. What's it like to meet some of your readers, Leif? I'm curious what it's like to be an author when it comes to a book festival.
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, many years ago, when I was working for Minnesota Public Radio, I had a chance to interview John Hassler, who was a terrific Minnesota novelist. He wrote many great books, many centered around a small town Minnesota life. And I really admired him, and I had a chance to ask him about his latest book, which at the time I've forgotten which one it was. It's been so long. Anyway, John Hassler said the thing about being a novelist, because at that point I had not written any books. He said the thing about it is you think that you've finished the book, but you never finish your own novel. A book isn't finished until it's out and it's been read, and every reader finishes that book. Every reader finishes it in their own way. They bring their own sensibility to it. They bring their own color to it. And when you start to visit with people who have read your book, then you know the book has been finished. And at the time, I thought, well, cool, but that sounds really theoretical and a little bit highfalutin. But you think that when you're young and you're ignorant and you don't have the experience. And now... I've been doing this long enough that I see exactly what he means. And the joy of going to something like the book festival is that you talk with a lot of people who have read your work, who are there because they want to engage with you about it. They want to let you know that they have brought their own feelings and their own thoughts, their own analysis. And it's really a joy. It's just splendid. And you realize at that point, oh, this is why I do it. You do it for, not so much for the affirmation, although affirmation is fun, not going to lie, affirmation is cool, but you do it for the communication. It's really about communicating with readers.
And isn't that interesting? Because when you're writing that book, I mean, it's just you and your words and your thoughts all alone. When I'm reading that book, it's just me and those words and those thoughts all alone. But when you bring those two things together, it can be sometimes, I would imagine, greater than the sum of its parts.
I think so. You know, it's the joy of talking about books with anybody. It doesn't have to be. I mean, most of the time, I'd rather it not be my book because I'm a reader before I'm a writer. So a few friends and I here in Duluth have just started a book club. I've never been in one in all these years. And I've always envied my wife because she's in this book club and they've become marvelous friends over the years. And they get together every month and they have a good meal and they talk books. And I've always envied that, and now I'm finally getting it. It's a lovely thing. So just the chance to talk literature and language and sentences and paragraphs and pages, I don't know what could be better than that.
Leif Anger joining us, one of the authors on hand for the Chippewa Valley Book Festival coming up October 21st through the 25th online at cvbookfest.org. Pam Gardeau is the organizer, and she's with us as well. And we invite you to the conversation. If you have a story about meeting one of your favorite authors, if you have a book festival experience that will last with you for the rest of your life, you can join our conversation at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or send us an email anytime, talk@WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and you're listening to The Larry Miller Show. We're getting you ready for the Chippewa Valley Book Festival and getting you registered before room runs out to the more than dozen events for all ages who will be on hand. And we'll continue our conversation with Pam Gardeau and Leif Anger in a moment. But first, I want to bring back in Maureen McCollum, who is the producer of Wisconsin Life. And why are you here today, Maureen? Why do I have the pleasure?
Oh, Lee. Well, I am here today because it is the fall member drive here on Wisconsin Public Radio. And what that means is we are here to hopefully raise money to support and keep programs like The Larry Miller Show. Should we call it the Lee Rayburn Show today?
No, we should not. You know, even
I will not do that.
Okay, so first and foremost, I am a fan of Larry Miller.
I love
Larry for a long time.
He's the best.
Okay, quick story here.
Yes.
It's going to be a little longer than I'd like,
but it's fine.
my first day at Wisconsin Public Radio, almost 7 years ago, they sent me to the producer's cubby to have a little desk so I could get set up and get settled in. And then the desk next to me is this old beat up worn hat. It looks like it's about a million years old. It's got WPR in there somewhere, but it's long since faded. And I'm like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
And in walks Larry Mueller, a guy whose voice I've known for, I don't know, decades.
Yeah.
A guy whose face I recognized, but it didn't register that, wait, I'm sitting next to Larry Mueller in WPR?
Yes.
It's my first day. This guy's been here for over 50 years.
I mean, Larry is a treasure. I worked in the lacrosse office for Wisconsin Public Radio for maybe 4, 5, 6 years before moving to the Madison office. The first day I was in the studio here, I was like starstruck. Even though he is technically my colleague, I was starstruck. And my friends in lacrosse were like, how's Larry?
What's he like?
Have you met Larry yet?
And
because he's a treasure. He is a Wisconsin treasure. And we are also lucky to not only work with him, but to be able to hear him every day on the Larry Mueller Show here on WPR.
And let's just tell the truth here. The Larry you hear on the radio is exactly the Larry you meet in person.
That's what I tell people.
And there is something special about that. So that first day, we start talking about barbershop quartets.
I love that.
And he knows all this about barbershop quartets. And I'm like, I like a band that does some barbershop quartets. You do too.
Of course I do.
So that first day for me of WPR just sort of set the tone for my entire career here, to know some of the people that are at work every day behind the scenes, who sometimes come in on their day off to work behind the scenes or just to hang out. What goes into what you hear every day makes me so proud to be a part, and I want to invite you to be a part as well by giving what you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The logistics here are simple. We lost our federal funding earlier this summer, but we're going to stay strong together with your support. We have this amazing new backpack canvas that's going to last almost forever for $22 a month or more when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We've got a sticker that you'll get for a donation of any amount just for contributing. So do what you can while you can today and while you're thinking about it, because it will go to a good cause and you will hear the results over the air in the weeks, months, and years to come.
You know, you mentioned that this is, it's a pivotal moment in public media, just regarding the funding and everything just going on in the media right now. And that's why I think programs like the Larry Mueller Show are so important for us as media consumers, but also just as people living in the state of Wisconsin, as like members of this community, because on the Larry Mueller Show every day, like today, we're talking about this wonderful book festival taking place in Western Wisconsin. The Larry Mueller Show is a place where we can highlight the good in our community, the things that make it a wonderful place to live, to celebrate the things that keep Wisconsinites creative, to make it a happy place to live, to learn and grow. You know, Leaf was talking about joining a book club. I'm sure like a lot of people could hear that and say like, oh, I love my book club. So it's something you relate to, or think like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to start that book club. Maybe today's the day I start that book club, because Leaf was talking about that. Like, I think shows like the Larry Mueller Show are more important than ever before. And if we want to keep things like that going, you know, it provides support of the greater community, too, of listeners to get behind it and say, yes, I want to support WPR. I want to support the Larry Mueller Show.
It's a service for the entire state of Wisconsin and beyond. Dean in Bellevue, Washington. Washington says, I love listening to the Larry Mueller Show. He is a gem, and evidently nationwide as well.
I love that.
Join Dean with your gift now, because it is powerful. And we know here at WPR it really does make a difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. So our guests for the Chippewa Valley Book Festival coming up October 21st through the 25th and online at cvbookfest.org are organizer Pam Gardeau and author Leif Enger. And before we get to Pam, Leif, I want to ask you a little bit about your new book, I Cheerfully Refuse. It came out last year. It's a little bit of a dystopian, not-so-distant future in America. And like your previous book, it has Lake Superior almost as one of the characters.
Yeah, very much. You know, I wasn't really thinking about writing a dystopian story. I've always enjoyed them. I've always appreciated a good, you know, sort of melancholy future in a novel. But I wasn't really anticipating that. But it seemed to be what I guess it was on my mind in some way I didn't fully understand. And so when I came up with the character, because a character always comes first, he was this man who was in love with a woman. And
Rainey.
And it was, yeah, it was Rainey. And
Rainey
it was,
and Lark.
And it was, it was 30 years or so out. And then by the time I had finished a draft, it seemed like it was 30 minutes out.
not so distant anymore.
Like they were changing so quickly. But no, it was basically, look, I think it's important to refuse the things that are terrible if you can, and to refuse them cheerfully has more power than to refuse them grumpily. That's what I think.
Yeah. Where'd that title come from? Is that something you came up with on your own?
Sure. I mean,
I like it.
I'm not very good at being angry.
it doesn't
stick with me that well. And so I wanted to write a, you know, something with some genuine defiance in it. And I think that this story, which takes place in a time when, look, 16 people own everything, when justice is dispensed at the end of a rope on bridges instead of by, a court you can trust, when, you know, there's a kind of religious certainty that that crushes people under its boots. All of that stuff was very easy to imagine. I didn't really have to imagine very much. All I had to do was read a paper, look out the window, and this stuff was transpiring, it seemed. And so that was the story that came out.
How do you prepare for an event at the book festival when you are getting ready to talk to readers? And again, your event is Saturday, October 25th at 9:30 at the library in Eau Claire. And what's the preparation like? What are you going to bring to the table on that Saturday?
You know, I'm not entirely sure yet. It depends. It changes for every group that I go and see.
Huh.
I'll talk a little bit about writing process. I'll talk a little bit about the story itself. Stories, you can't really tell them what they are. They just sort of get up on the page and they start walking around. And every time you think you know what a story really is, the minute you tell it that, it suddenly perks its head up like it's, you know, getting new information, and it heads off in a different direction. And I find that the same thing kind of happens when I'm addressing groups.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think we'll laugh. And I think that there will be a certain spirit of cheerful refusal in that room.
Love to hear it. I got an email here from Mary Jo who says, Leif Enger is their absolute favorite new author. And I Cheerfully Refuse has stayed on their mind ever since they read it. They never read dystopian novels, but this one was so different, says Mary Jo. It seemed, in light of current events, kind of prophetic. Yeah. The hero was my kind of hero, kind and honest always. And Mary Jo loved that. Mary, thanks for the email. You can email us as well, talk@WPR.org. Let's bring in Chippewa Valley Book Festival organizer Pam Gardeau now. And Pam, talking about these book clubs, and I don't know if you know this, but the Larry Mueller show has a book club. And earlier this year, they featured Christina Clancy's book, The Snowbirds. And I see Christina's one of the authors who will be on hand for one of the events at the book festival.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so looking forward to hearing her talk because I loved her book.
Yes.
But, you know, a couple things I just want to say quick. One, I'm only one of many organizers of the Chippewa Valley Book Festival. And the second thing is a tip. If you register for events and it says that they're closed, do put your name on the waiting list because always, 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 there's a certain percentage of people that don't show up after they register. And so often people on the wait list will all get in.
Okay.
So
that's great. That's
don't give up too early.
Perfect tip. Yeah. But you should check out the events and register while there is still room available so you don't have to worry about getting on a wait list. And Pam, Steven emailed us with a logistical question here. What villages, parks will the festival be held in? Where is the event for those who do not know the local names?
Well, we're in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which is kind of on your way to Minneapolis, St. Paul, if you're coming from the lower part of the state. But it will all be at the Ellie Phillips Memorial Public Library.
Okay.
And so the events are right at the library in downtown Eau Claire.
Right in the library in downtown Eau Claire. And all the events will be held at the library?
We do have a couple food events that I think are close to being sold out. And those actually are not free events, but everything else is free and everything else is at the library.
Okay. CVBookFest.org. And I did see there was a meal event with Lori Frederick from Wisconsin Field to Fork. And I was actually surprised to see there is still availability for this.
Yes, I think we still have a few tickets left for one of the meal events. And then she's also going to be speaking without the food at a free event, talking about farm to table and buying locally and the importance of locally sourced food.
So Lori's got two events at the Chippewa Valley Book Festival. One comes with a meal. That sounds exciting. And that will be October 22nd for those interested. Pam, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I can't wait to hear all of the authors, but a few that I'm specifically excited to hear are a story about a Wisconsin woman. The book is called First to the Front, and it tells the true story of Dickie Chappelle, this amazing young woman from Wisconsin who was one of the very first female journalists to cover wars from the front line. You know, and she, everything from Iwo Jima to Vietnam, she was committed to being a frontline reporter, taking pictures and telling the truth about what was happening, regardless of if the government was trying to censor the information or not. And so she was one of those fighting for democracy kind of Wisconsin heroes that we don't, you know, I had never heard of her until I saw this book.
I had never heard of her until I saw what was happening at the book festival. Who's the author? Larissa Reinhart.
Yes, yes. And she, I think, lives out in California now, but I'm so glad she found this Wisconsin hero that so many people have not heard about.
And this is her first book?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
We have everything from debut authors to authors who have written lots of books. I'm also excited to hear Marcy Rendon talk. Marcy is an award-winning author and playwright who's a member of the White Earth Nation. And her series of mystery novels, the fifth one in the series is Broken Fields. And she's going to be talking about the main character and how she developed the main character, who is a young Ojibwa woman named Cash Black Bear, who's got this uncanny knack of tracking down missing Native women and uncovering clues that solve murders. And so she's another fabulous author that I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, I'm going through these and I'm thinking, I've got to read these books. This book festival is giving me a new list of books that I've got to go read. And Broken Fields would certainly be on the list. You've got a Native American author, a Native American protagonist. And this is you said, fifth book in the series already?
Yep.
Wow. And that is taking place Saturday, October 25th, as is Larissa Reinhart's talk about First to Front and the Wisconsin, the story of Wisconsinite Dickie Chappelle. Those all sound like a lot of fun. And let's bring Leif Enger back into it. He's one of the authors who will be on hand. And Leif, do you go to a book festival and end up with a new list of books to read?
Every single time. Absolutely, Lee. I do. It's really fun. They're one of the most enjoyable things you can do as an author is to go to these festivals. There's so many good ones. This Chippewa Valley one is going to be a blast, and I'm going to come home with a heavy bag full of books. Absolutely.
And you mentioned that you worked for Minnesota Public Radio, and so we're sort of kindred spirits in that way. But what about being working in public radio brought you to becoming a novelist, Leif?
I think it was a natural progression because I'd always loved to read fiction. I always thought about maybe writing it, but it was NPR sending me on assignment, meeting types of people I would never have met otherwise, because like a lot of writers, I'm a little introverted. But they would send me out and say, get an interview with this person, get an interview with that person. It meant that I had license to go, because I was carrying a microphone, I had license to go and meet people I would have been too shy to approach, hear their stories. And it also meant, because I carried the microphone, that people were willing to talk to me. And so that was a delightful education, and it taught me how to be around people and be more comfortable with them. And their stories were always interesting. Everybody has an epic story in their pocket. Everybody, every single person that I interviewed,
yes,
was somebody I was glad I had met.
Yes.
And I think that was a real education that NPR gave me, that being a reporter gave me. And I think without that, I probably never would have gone on and written fiction.
I don't know if it's just profound for me because I'm sitting here at WPR, but I get the sense that you know, we all are in our own ways storytellers. Introverted, radio will do that as well as writing, introverted, but we also recognize that everybody has some sort of fantastic story to tell that will expand the mind of others. I can relate to that, Leif, absolutely. Our guests, Leif Anger and Pam Gardeau, are getting us ready for next month's Chippewa Valley Book Festival, online at cvbookfest.org. It'll be held October 21st through the 25th in Eau Claire. And we will continue the conversation with them. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. You're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and we are in the midst of our fall member drive, which is why I am honored to have in the studio the producer of Wisconsin Life, Maureen McCollum. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Lee. Can I share some really exciting news?
I'm curious.
I'm just jumping right in.
Go ahead.
All right. So as people who have been listening may know, this is Wisconsin Public Radio's fall member drive. And today we have a $50,000 match. So that means $50,000 match. So that means if you're someone who wants to give $5 a month, that donation turns into $10 a month.
If we can raise $50,000 today,
yeah,
we'll raise $100,000
today. Exactly. It's incredible. So I have an update. We are halfway to that $50,000 match. It is only 11:40 in the morning-ish afternoon.
See?
We are so close to getting there, and I know we can get there.
By 1 o'clock.
By 1 o'clock.
Let's set some realistic goals here and say,
yes,
by the time we're done on The Larry Mueller Show, we'll have met our goal and we can call it a day.
Can
what do you say?
And imagine being a part of that. If you are a listener who's been thinking like, yeah, maybe I should sign up. Maybe I should become a first-time donor. Maybe if you're a person who's been a sustainer, who gives those ongoing monthly contributions.
Maybe
it's time to up that by $5 or $10 a month. Help us get to that goal and reach that $50,000 match.
And part of the reason, as you've heard, is federal funding for public media was eliminated this summer. Don't forget, a donation of any amount will get you a WPR sticker. $22 a month or more will get you that brand new white canvas backpack that is built to last. All you have to do is go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and do what you can.
Absolutely. Can I go back to something you and Leif were talking about in that last break?
Yes, please.
So you're talking about how wonderful public radio is, and I agree. Not just because I work here. I am a huge public radio nerd.
Yeah, I was a fan first.
Yes, I support public radio stations across the country, including Minnesota, because they're our friends. But just this idea of everyone has a story. So Leif became a novelist, partially because he was a reporter, and he saw that everyone has a story. And that is something I also deeply believe in, is that everyone has a story.
Do.
How many times have you gone into an interview or maybe talked about someone to interview and they're like, oh, I'm not that interesting.
Right.
Like, why do you want to interview me? Why do you want to talk to me? But then you get them going and you realize everyone truly has a story. And on public radio, on Wisconsin Public Radio, through Wisconsin Life, the program I host, through The Larry Mueller Show, we offer these platforms where ordinary Wisconsinites who are just living their lives are able to share their stories, and they have beautiful stories to share.
The stories are extraordinary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so if you as a listener also agree with that, you know, now is the right time and the perfect time to potentially get behind that with a financial gift. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I decided to become a sustainer because instead of writing that one check every year, I thought, I don't want to have to worry, did I remember to do it? How much did I give before? Just set it up and let it flow and know that it's happening. I feel much better knowing that without my being able to screw up, WPR is getting that support regularly.
consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
You can also call 888-202-2552. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and joining us is the producer of Wisconsin Life, Maureen McCollum, which I understand you also have a newsletter that you can sign up for, and people are signing up in droves.
Yes, absolutely. So WPR has created a new daily newsletter produced by my dear friend Jenny Peek. It's amazing. You can stay up to date on everything going on in Wisconsin each day. And then Wisconsin Life, we also have a newsletter. It only goes out twice a month, so if you're worried about the congestion in your inbox, fear no more, because you will only hear from us twice a month. And what we do is we like to highlight the different Wisconsin Life stories that air not only on WPR, but air through PBS Wisconsin, because they also have a television program.
So proud to be a part, and just even being associated in the same studio with Wisconsin Life and all
it's
the work
sweet.
You do, Maureen. Your stories are very sweet, and it makes
Thank
me feel
you.
Special. And Abby and Madison says, I feel more human when I listen to the radio.
Absolutely.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah.
Join Abby with your gift now, because it will make a difference. We see it here every day. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And again, thank you so much. Our guest today, Pam Gardeau, one of the organizers of the Chippewa Valley Book Festival, and Leif Enger, one of the authors who will be appearing at the Chippewa Valley Book Festival October 21st through the 25th, and online at cvbookfest.org. And Pam, we had mentioned that there is something for bibliophiles of all ages, but we haven't said what those things are yet, and I do think one of them looks to be a hands-on experience.
Yes, we have wonderful things for kids. And one of the both of the programs for kids and families are hands-on. One of them is a book about all the disgusting jobs through history. And this is one of those things that parents are going to go, yuck.
But kids are going to go, yeah!
Exactly. And so there will be some activities and disgusting foods inspired by the book that the author is doing. And the other one is for kids who want to learn how to kind of bind books and make books. And so that's a hands-on craft kind of program that's going to be happening.
Boy, I kind of remember that with zines as a kid, like cobbling them together and figuring out which pages go which so that the fold works. I think I did that when I was a kid. I did not do it well. Probably could have used the bookbinding for young beginners. That'll be October 23rd. What was the name of that book with the super gross activities and super gross food tasting?
The title is Waist Deep in Dung. And it's a book by Christine Burnig.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I think the parents would probably have a good kick out of it, too.
I think so. It's a great family activity.
And there is registration open now and still available while it lasts. And as you mentioned before, it's probably a good idea to get on the wait list, because it is a likely chance that you will matriculate through and have an opportunity to appear at one of these events. And it looks like there's more than a dozen of them, right, Pam?
Events? Yeah, we have, I think, 15 events in 5 days,
wow.
Including both meal events and the rest of the author presentations.
So you can get the full list at cvbookfest.org. Let's bring back our author, Leif Enger, who's joining us. And Leif, I want to talk to you a little bit about your first book. I don't have all the accolades in front of me, but it was award-winning. It was made all the bestseller lists and must-reads back in early 2000s. It was read by our own Carl Schmidt on Chapter a Day here on WPR back in 2003. What was it like to have a first novel out of the gate like that with so much attention, so many accolades and awards?
It was very shocking. Yeah. I mean, it was something that you can't see coming, and I didn't imagine that would happen, especially because, you know, I had written a series of mystery novels for pocketbooks with my brother Lynn, who's an English professor over at Minnesota State University at Moorhead. And we wrote those books thinking, well, we'll capitalize on the mystery novel craze. This was in the 90s, So you had Robert B. Parker at the top of his game, and Elmore Leonard, and there were so many at the time that were quite good. And I remember Lynn saying, "This is a golden age of the mystery. Let's teach ourselves to write them, and we'll collaborate, and maybe we'll get rich." Well, here's what happened: we wrote the books, and we did not get rich.
Yeah.
But we did publish them, and we did learn a ton about how to make a novel that has some momentum and that is fun to read. We did that, but we didn't sell enough copies to be a big success. So by the time we left off that, I think both of us thought, well, we gave that our best shot. I never expected to sell this book that I was writing basically for myself. I didn't see that coming. So then when it came and the book went out and made so many friends, it was quite life-changing. It was startling to me.
Did it make it more of a challenge when you began to explore writing your next book, So Brave, Young, and Handsome?
It did, yeah. Yeah, it was very difficult to write that second one, and I had to make sure that it was very different from the first. I didn't see how I could, repeat some of the same ideas and the same types of characters. So I had to do something quite different just to appease myself. you don't want to just repeat.
Yeah.
You don't want to do the same thing time after time. So I wrote a very different kind of book, and it was really difficult. But that was the most difficult writing experience that I've had, because when you finish the second book, then you've broken down a door, and then you can walk in and out. The third and fourth books were easier for me.
Very interesting. And by the time you get to your third and fourth books, I see that Lake Superior becomes sort of, both in Virgil Wander and I Cheerfully Refuse, Lake Superior has a larger than life role in some points, doesn't it?
Truly does. And I think that's just the strength of the geography.
Huh.
I remember the very first time I saw Lake Superior. I grew up in Minnesota. You would think that
it's a big state.
No.
Yeah.
But we were a westward driving family. So when we would leave for a weekend, we would go to North Dakota where my grandparents lived. We always had that westward tilt, and I loved the lands to the left, to the west. But when I got on with NPR, and they sent me over to Duluth for a weekend of training at the Duluth NPR station. I came over the hill. I came down Central Entrance, and I saw the lake spread out like an ocean, and there were three or four different weather systems that were moving in different directions over. And I just thought, oh, my goodness, this is where the gods live. I was this young kid.
Yeah.
And I saw this, and I thought, someday I'm gonna live here. I've got to find a way. It took me a long time, but in 2018 we finally moved over here, and the lake is still as magical to me as it was then.
And it comes through in your writing. But you mentioned magic; that also comes through in your writing. Why is there some spiritual, magical, ethereal element to all of your books?
I think because, look, as long as you're writing fiction, why write about a man who is just walking down the sidewalk if you can write about a man who is walking 6 inches above the sidewalk? You know what I mean? Why not? I mean, it's more fun. It opens something in your mind, I think, if you can include the idea that the world is bigger than simply what we see and what we interact with every day.
Which is something that Lake Superior can remind you of each and every time you see it.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see it from my house unless you go all the way. We have this kind of tall, skinny, old, drafty house. And if you go all the way up to the third floor, up to the attic where my wife, Robin, has her quilting studio, you can look out that window and see a glimpse of the lake in the distance. But otherwise, it's a matter of walking down the street. And if you walk down the street that I live on, every time you come to an intersection, if you look left, you can see the lake. It's lovely.
Hey, Leif, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Have a blast at the Chippewa Valley Book Festival, and I hope we have this opportunity to speak again. I very much appreciate it.
I enjoyed it very much. Thanks for having me on, Lee.
Yep, and Pam Gardeau will stay with us. She's one of the organizers of the Chippewa Valley Book Festival, and we'll continue with her and another author next hour. But right now, let us bring in Maureen McCollum, who is the producer of Wisconsin Life. Latest Wisconsin Life, heard just yesterday afternoon on All Things Considered. Anxiously awaiting Wisconsin Life tomorrow.
That's right.
On Wisconsin Today.
So since we've been talking about the Chippewa Valley, yesterday's Wisconsin Life featured a Chippewa Valley writer named Patty C. I absolutely adore her. Tomorrow's Wisconsin Life will feature Milwaukee historian John Gerda, who I believe has been on the Larry Mueller Show before.
Sure.
It's John Gerda talking about Jones Island, which is this little tiny area in Milwaukee that, you know, some of the indigenous members of this region first lived on, and then it went through a series of other immigrants, in the most modern times, Polish immigrants, and just this community that they had on Jones Island. And now Jones Island is, it has a very tiny park and garbage. They store a lot of boats there, so it's not really inhabited anymore, but it was a huge fishing community. It's fascinating.
That's tomorrow on Wisconsin Life, which you'll hear throughout the day on WPR, and it's just one of the programs that we put together every day that you listen to, and it's why you should support the programs that you love. And you can do that right now by going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. And now's the time to do it, too, because we have this $50,000 all-day match, which if you give 10, they will give 10. If you give 20, they'll give 20. And I believe at last check, we were all the way halfway through.
We're halfway there. We, you know, we've been pitching since about 6 a.m. this morning. So about 6 hours in and we're halfway there.
We got about 6 hours to go.
Absolutely. But why don't we just like wrap it up in an hour or two?
Tell you what, we hit that mark and we'll all call it a day.
Absolutely.
But the reason we, you know, we sort of throughout the script here is because we just, Maureen and I just wanted to talk about the work that we get to see each and every day that is being done here in WPR and throughout our bureaus. You spent years in La Crosse.
Yes.
And how that all goes into funneling the programming that you hear and the quality that you get and the information that you count on. It is such a vital resource for me. I will just speak for myself. For me, that's where I get my news from.
Absolutely.
Because I trust it, because I know the people who do it, because they are my friends, because I get jealous when I see them going out to lunch and I'm still running the board for the Larry Mueller Show. I want to go. But yeah, it's something special, and very much appreciate everybody who contributes. Always thank you for listening, and now's the time that if you can do your part to do what you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think it's a great business model in that it operates using donations from people and donations from corporations. It works. I'm happy to donate because I think it's so important. And I'm happy to donate more because I know there's some people out there that can't. It's just great company in, you know, in the house. I'm Mary from Menominee, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for everyday listening.
Join Mary with your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Lee in for Larry today, along with Maureen McCollum, getting ready for tomorrow's Wisconsin Life.
Absolutely.
And everything else that we put together every day for you here. And, you know, I want to encourage you, and we can do that by offering some gifts, a sticker for a donation of any amount.
That's right. Any amount this fall member drive, you get a sticker. And I don't know if you've seen the logo. It's absolutely adorable, designed here in-house by Grace Lorenz, one of our very talented designers, and it has a number of the state's different symbols. So there's the purple violets, there's a cow, there's a badger on there. Of course, I'm not looking at it right now, but I showed up to work today and someone had a sticker for me waiting on my desk, which was really, really sweet. I can't wait to like stick it on my computer or my water bottle. I haven't decided yet. I only have one.
You're going to need a couple, and you can get them now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You can also get the new Canvas backpack for a donation of $22 a month or more. Again, it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Please do it while you're thinking about it, and thank you. The Chippewa Valley Book Festival is right around the corner, coming up next month, October 21st through the 25th, and we've got your invitation this hour on The Larry Mueller Show. Good afternoon. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, and before we get to our guests with the book festival, let's touch base with the producer of Wisconsin Life, Maureen McCollum. Maureen, what brings you into the Larry studio today?
I am the fortunate person to be here today because it is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. And today we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $50,000.
Wow.
And so what that means is if you would like to support the wonderful programs like The Larry Mueller Show or like Wisconsin Life, which I host on WPR, and if you decide to give $5 a month today, that donation is doubled to $10 a month.
$500
free money
goes
on the table, baby.
Well, you can double it up, and it's as important as ever. As you've heard, I'm sure the federal funding dried up this past summer for public broadcasting, and you know we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep delivering quality programming, and we're going to do it staying strong together with your support. So make your gift right now while you're thinking about it by going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552. Maureen, you'd mentioned that I had the opportunity, the pleasure of doing a couple Wisconsin Lives for you. And it was a lot of fun to do, but it made me understand the process and the time it takes.
Absolutely.
From finding the story to recording the narration to adding the production and how long that process is from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, it can take days sometimes. And one of the beautiful things about Wisconsin Life and a lot like the Larry Mueller Show is we're able to provide a platform for Wisconsinites. So you do not have to be a trained radio professional in order to be on Wisconsin Life. I work with a number of writers across the state. Writers are not always trained radio professionals, so we have to work through the voicing and the coaching, and it takes time to make someone be the best version of themselves. You know, you never want someone to sound different. You want them to sound like themselves.
Yes,
and then you have to edit it, and often we add music or sound effects, all those kinds of things. So yes, it takes time, it takes staff, and it takes the support of our dear listeners out there.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. But now you made me nervous. You
Why?
Said it takes a couple of days, and I think my Wisconsin Lives took weeks upon weeks and, you know, thoughts.
That's because you were very, very thoughtful about the music you picked, but you were also juggling like three other jobs at the same time.
But that does not make me special in this building. That makes me part of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Exactly.
We're all doing this all the time.
We're all doing a lot.
And it's not because it's what we do for money. It's because it's what we do for fun. We're all here because we love doing it.
Yeah.
People are coming in on their days off because they can't get enough. It's what they would do on their day off.
Yeah, and I think even beyond the fun, I think that everyone in this building here today believes deeply in the mission of Wisconsin Public Radio and for serving the public. I know I do. That's the reason, one of the reasons I stay is because I believe in our programming and making sure that the people of Wisconsin have a voice on our airwaves.
And are served.
Absolutely.
It's a service that we provide.
Absolutely.
And yeah, that's the way I think about it, too. So support this service while you're thinking about it by going to WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552.
Hi, Larry Mueller here. I'm away this week, but I want you to hear this from me. Listener support is the biggest, most reliable piece of the WPR budget. Everyone in Wisconsin has access to research-based news and informative conversations thanks to the support of tens of thousands of members. We really do count on you. Give now. Here's a colleague to tell you how.
Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. It'll take just a couple minutes of your time. We've made it as easy as possible for you. And don't forget, any donation gets a sticker. A donation of $22 a month or more will get you this new, beautiful WPR canvas backpack. Do what you can while you can, while you're thinking about it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm here with Maureen McCollum from Wisconsin Life, and I do have a question for you. Have you ever seen Larry Mueller not wearing WPR?
No, I actually think about this a lot. Like, is his wardrobe solely WPR shirts, polo shirts?
Yes.
No, I've seen him wear Badger gear.
Oh, you're right. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
He only wears WPR gear and Badger gear. Like, maybe he has an outfit that he wears to weddings.
Like, yeah, if he were to go to a formal service.
Yeah, but it might still have like
the logo
like,
on there
embroidered.
Or he put
might
the sticker on there.
Yeah, exactly. And I absolutely love that about him. You know, if anyone listening, we have a wonderful Instagram account on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yes.
And there's a really great video where you can see Larry, because he's on a trip this week. You can see Larry packing for his trip using that really cute canvas tote bag.
Perfect.
Go to Wisconsin Public Radio on Instagram, and you can see what that tote looks like, but then just see Larry and all his WPR gear.
It's getting packed up and ready to
absolutely
go.
Absolutely amazing.
You want to find Larry out in the wild? Look for the man who's donned and head to toe in WPR garb.
Chewing gum.
Kathleen and Nina says, I appreciate the thoughtful, entertaining information on a variety of topics. I would assume that includes Larry Mueller's fashion sense. Join Kathleen and Nina now with your gift. We see every day how powerful it is. We know firsthand how it will make a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And again, thank you so much. We're talking about the Chippewa Valley Book Festival today on the Larry Mueller Show. And our guest, Pam Gardeau, one of the organizers, a retired librarian, and now joining us, Mary Catherine Starr. She's the author of the graphic novel, Mama Needs a Minute, a candid, funny, all too relatable comic memoir about surviving motherhood. Mary Catherine, welcome to the Larry Mueller Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here today.
You may have heard that I am joined in the studio by Maureen McCollum, who is just nodding her head vigorously with everything we were talking about with your novel. She's got a four-year-old at home. What compelled you to go from motherhood and all that it entails to actually sharing it with others with your graphic novel?
Yeah, well, I actually started making comics back in January 2020. And at the time, I didn't call them comics. They were just little illustrations about some of the more frustrating, less glamorous parts of motherhood. I was feeling pretty overwhelmed, pretty frustrated. I had two young kids, and I didn't know the pandemic was right around the corner at the time. But yeah, but I started making them just as a way to kind of a therapeutic outlet and a way to express kind of how I was feeling. And they really struck a chord with other moms. And then the pandemic hit, of course. And so people started, you know, flocking to the internet to look for connection. And I think moms especially, of course, parents were so stretched so thin during the pandemic. And so especially moms kind of came to Instagram to look for connection and community and to vent about what we were going through. And my comics were a place where people could do that. So, you know, long story short, things took off as the pandemic raged, and I kept making these comics, and eventually one went viral, and that led to you know, lots of excitement, lots of challenges online too. But
well, I was going to say viral in a good way or viral in a they're all coming after me way.
Viral in a good way.
I've had both.
I've had both phenomena happen to me. But this time, the first time, it was in 2022 when actually one of my comics went really viral. But at that point, it was a mostly good viral. Of course, anytime you go viral, there are going to be people who don't like what you're saying.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was people who were feeling the same way I do, and people all over the world, mostly moms, saying, you know, yes, we feel the same way you do. And
that's what Maureen's saying, and it's the all too relatable part that it's, I think somehow is a, like a bittersweet phrase. Like, yes, we this happens to each and every one of us. And I saw this on your website, Mary Catherine, and I just it's something you wrote. We fiercely love our lives, our partners, and our children, and yet we're also extremely frustrated by the lack of support, both in our households and in our culture and society. Mm-hmm. How do you make fun of that? How do you find light in that? How do you get laughter out of that?
Well, you know, I think motherhood and parenting in general is kind of just a constant practice in learning how to let go, learning how to kind of laugh through the insane moments and the absurd. You know, there's so many bodily functions and fluids flowing, and you know, it's there's every moment is. I think you can find the humor in every moment of motherhood. And so, you know, in poking fun of some of this stuff, you know, some of my comics are really just, you know, small picture, microcosm, you know, looking at my life and just the idea of being a parent. But some make much more fun of kind of like big picture societal expectations and how different they are for mothers and fathers. And to me, you know, I think sometimes this stuff, like there's nowhere to go except to laugh.
You know,
of course, advocating for change, but I think we can connect and we can enter these maybe tougher conversations through laughter and through kind of making fun of ourselves or our situation, I think that can make it a little more accessible for the masses sometimes.
It's the salve. It's the ointment. It'll soothe. Mary Catherine Starr joining us, author of Mama Needs a Minute, and she'll be appearing at the Chippewa Valley Book Festival Thursday, October 23rd at 7:15 in the evening at the Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. And you can find out more online at cvbookfest.org. Let's bring in organizer Pam Gardeau, retired librarian. And Pam, what's it like to try to book an author like Mary Catherine Starr or like Leif Enger, who we talked to last hour? What's the process like to getting this all together and getting all these authors on board?
Well, we have a team of people that work very hard at finding great authors and books. And personally, I read all year long looking for wonderful books that I think would resonate with people or that they would find, you know, exciting or just interesting in terms of the content. But I read looking for authors that may be relatively close to Wisconsin or, you know, we juggle trying to have kind of regional and national authors along with area authors. And so we start collecting it, and then the people that are on the committees for finding authors get together and they talk about the books that they're liking, and we discuss them and then try to narrow down the field until we've got authors that we want to, you know, investigate and see if they're interested in attending the festival.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be a year-round process, Pam.
It is.
With the fruits of your labors coming up October 21st through the 25th. And among the many events that are taking place over the week for the Book Fest, you have a couple poetry events coming up, Pam.
Yes, we have two events that will happen Friday evening, and there'll be a variety of poets there. We've got an anthology of Southeast Asian poets that is going to be curated by a local poet. And then we also have what we call the Nadine St. Louis Memorial Poetry Conversation. And a local poet, Max Garland, will be in conversation with Wisconsin's Poet Laureate to talk about that. Nadine St. Louis was an Eau Claire poet that we celebrate every year by having a memorial event dedicated to her.
Well, that's beautiful. And again, the details can be found online at cvbookfest.org. And the price of admission, Pam?
Oh, everything except the meal events is free. Free and open to the public. We ask that you register. Mm-hmm. Some events fill up, but go ahead and keep registering because, a lot of times people don't show up. And so if you're on the wait list, you'll get in anyway. And B, if you want to visit the event, you can register for an online link and watch the event virtually. We also record programs so that you can watch them after the festival is over.
Pam Gardeau is one of the organizers of the Chippewa Valley Book Festival, October 21st through the 25th. Also joining us, Mary Catherine Starr with an all-too-relatable graphic novel. And she'll be appearing at the Book Festival Thursday, October 23rd at 7:15 at the library in Eau Claire. And we want to invite you to the conversation as well. If you have a story to tell about a book festival experience, meeting your favorite author, or have questions about what it takes to become an author, join us, 800-642-1234, or email talk@WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today, and you're listening to WPR News. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today on The Larry Mueller Show, and we're featuring the upcoming Chippewa Valley Book Festival. It's in its 26th year, online at cvbookfest.org. We have an organizer and one of the authors joining us, but first also joining us is the producer of Wisconsin Life, Maureen McCollum. Maureen, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today, Lee.
I have asked you here today because it is our fall member drive, and I feel like you would make the biggest difference. You would be the one. Because Wisconsin Life, everybody knows, loves Wisconsin Life.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is like 5 moments of bliss, of contemplation, of meeting somebody you'd never meet otherwise, mm-hmm. and then the days after where you keep thinking about it.
I know. That's our goal. We want, well, with Wisconsin Life, you know, we do stories about people, places, history, culture of Wisconsin, and we want to build community through these stories. We want people to perhaps see themselves in the stories that are being told. My personal philosophy is, you know, when I got into public radio, oh, goodness, 20 years ago, you know, I was a news reporter first, but my personal philosophy and my driving philosophy since then has always been helping people understand one another better. And so I did that with every news story that I did. And I try to do that with every Wisconsin Life story that we put out.
Yeah, it comes through.
Absolutely. We're able to platform not only our extremely talented colleagues here at WPR, the reporters, the talk show producers who will do stories, but also freelancers and writers across the state. You know, we're talking with Mary Catherine Starr today, mm-hmm. who's has this amazing Instagram account with very relatable content.
Oh, we haven't even talked about her Instagram account. Thanks for reminding me.
We'll talk. We'll talk about it next. But and then also this book that she's put out. I haven't read it yet, but I'm clearly adding it to my list after this. But on Wisconsin Life and even through the Larry Miller Show, we're able to provide platforms for mothers to talk about their experience, to talk about the hilarity of, as she said, bodily fluids and being extremely exhausted all the time. But just like the heartbreak, the love, the joy, reading with your child, like through, I think that's what's so amazing about public radio is that where else are you going to hear content like this in a really thoughtful, deep, beautiful level?
The other part of it is how it's paid for.
Absolutely.
Because
we can only do this with listener support.
And that support is all voluntary.
Yeah.
We're not making anybody do anything or give anything. We're asking you to do what you can for the programs that you love. And we're here because we see how the difference that it makes each and every day. So we have this $50,000 all day match in effect to double up whatever you can give. So take a moment right now and go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And I will just quote you here. We want to build community.
Hi, Larry Miller here. And as I talk to you, I am wearing my WPR cap, my WPR t-shirt, and my WPR socks. It's nice to have quality WPR merch to show off as you're out and about. And this drive, we're offering the WPR Canvas Backpack. USA made, attractive design, big enough to hold groceries, picnic lunch, anything else. Give $22 a month or more and ask for your new WPR Canvas Backpack. Here's a colleague to tell you how.
Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and do it before you forget about it. Bailey in Monona says public radio is the best radio. I'm going to fact check that with Maureen McCollum.
Fact check, yes.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Join Bailey and Monona with your gift right now because we see the difference that it makes every day. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And again, thank you so much for your support. Our guests today are featuring the Chippewa Valley Book Festival coming up October 21st through the 25th. But before we get back to them, we do have somebody who has an experience meeting their favorite author. Let's go to Vivian in Green Bay. Vivian, good afternoon.
Hello, this is so tied in to public radio. My late husband served in the Vietnam War. He was originally from Jersey City, New Jersey. And after the war, Schneider Transport National Trucking mm-hmm. had a job fair in Missouri, and he came to Green Bay. He was a big fan of public radio even before he got here, and I was a fan. And Chapter a Day featured The Land Remembers by Ben Logan. And we both absolutely fell in love with the book. We have since purchased, you know, the coffee table edition and shared it with so many other people. So we went on a pilgrimage to find Ben Logan.
Oh, wow.
We left Green Bay, headed to Gaze Mills to find Seldom Seen. That was the name of the farm. We didn't know where we were going, but we stopped in town and said, we're trying to find Ben Logan. Oh, yeah, up on the ridge. This is how you get there. We drove by, and the road was not that developed. You know, it was definitely a local road. And Ben was standing out in his yard talking to someone. And we stopped, and he waved, and we walked over. He finished his conversation with the neighbor. We told him what a big fan club he had in our family. He invited us in.
Oh, wow.
He was very gracious. He showed us the layouts and plans that he was working with Gene Ferracca and another public radio personality on rustic roads of Wisconsin.
Wow.
So he showed us that. Honestly, you know, we loved the book and we loved his family from the book, and we just loved Ben.
What a great experience. Mary, I want to thank you for sharing that with us, Vivian. And I think that, yeah, the book was The Land Remembers, and it was on Chapter a Day, and you went and found Ben Logan, and he invited you in?
Yeah, we were thrilled.
And I just love hearing about it. Vivian, thank you so much for sharing. Pam Gardeau is one of the organizers of the Chippewa Valley Book Festival coming up in October. And Pam, what are some of the reactions like Vivian's that you get from some of the attendees over 25 years now of the Chippewa Valley Book Festival?
You know, we've developed a community of readers, and it's always fun to meet new people and to talk with people that attend every year. But I think that community is something really special when it comes around books and people's love of story and the written word.
Is that because imagination plays such an important role when it comes to reading and writing? Is that because that the reading and writing are both such solitary experiences that the social aspect of it is something special and unique?
Well, I think it is, to share your experience, because every reader gets a different experience.
Exactly.
Whether they're reading the same book or a different book, and bring different meaning depending on what experiences they've had in their own lives. And so it's just interesting to get the perspective. And every event has question and answer periods where people can ask the author questions. And it's always fascinating to hear what questions people come up with that.
Yeah, because it's where your imagination takes you as a result of the words that you read. Well, let's bring back in Mary Catherine Starr, one of the authors who will be on hand for the Chippewa Valley Book Festival. Her book, Mama Needs a Minute, a candid, funny, all-too-relatable comic memoir about surviving motherhood, and also a very popular Instagram account. Mary Catherine Starr, how do you prepare for doing an event like this at the Chippewa Valley Book Festival? What do you bring to the table?
Well, you know, my book is very personal. You know, when you make when you write a memoir, it's really just like, you know, it's such a personal, individual, singular process that you really do very alone. But what I found I love so much about book events is that I get to go see readers face to face, and I get to hear from them about why my book spoke to them, what parts of it resonated. I've loved that more than I ever could have expected. You know, you, as an author, you think like, oh, it'll be fun to meet readers, but every time I go to a book event and I host one, I feel like it's a group therapy session. You know, where everyone, especially with my audience, you know, it's all these parents who are just looking to be seen and understood. And yeah. It's a beautiful thing, yeah. So you know, preparing, I really try to just get grounded in kind of my own body so that I can be present and listen to people's stories and share mine.
So, yeah, your graphic novel is in some ways therapeutic, helping you to deal with the struggles of parenthood, but at the same time, you go out after you publish the book and you meet the people who read it, and there's therapy to be found there, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think I'm lucky because my book, you know, because I started with an Instagram, you know, an online community, that there is kind of a history there way beyond the book. And I've learned so much from the people in my online community that when I go to these book events, I can also share a lot of anecdotes and stories that people have sent in to me. So I feel like have this big, you know, kind of wealth of knowledge now about the experience of mothers in our country and all over the world.
For those who have not found you yet on Instagram, Mary Catherine, what's the easiest way to find you?
Yeah, my handle is momlife_comics.
momlife_comics. And how long does it take for you to develop a comic? What's the process like for this?
Yeah, well, you know, my whole life is just one big inspiration for comics. So the great thing is I'm just always making notes. I have a little, you know, a running document where I'm just throwing moments of inspiration, things my kids say, things my husband say, things I hear from friends. I have a lot of my readers or my followers on Instagram will send me stories that I make into comics. So I'm constantly sourcing inspiration from life around me and what I hear. But then, of course, I have to actually turn that into a comic. So I do all of them on my computer on a little drawing tablet or drawing pad. So I'm doing it all now digitally. I started hand drawing them, but now it's all digital. And it's really in the process of drawing the comic that I kind of develop where it's going. Often I'll start with one idea, and as I'm working, I'll end up in a totally different place with kind of the punchline or the final slide and what it leaves people with.
Wow, we just heard the same thing from Leif Anger last hour, how the story controls the narrative, that the storyteller doesn't tell it where to go, the story takes itself.
Yes. And, you know, people can say to me, oh, you know, you could eventually down the line, you could get AI to make your comic. And I have so little interest in that because to me, the whole reason the comics exist is the creative process. You know, if I'm not making it myself, I'm not going through that exercise and coming up with the ideas. It's often as I'm drawing something that I get an idea for the next slide, even though maybe I started out with an outline, a rough outline. So, yes, the beauty is all in the process for sure.
AI, what do they really know about motherhood?
Exactly.
Oh, man. Mary Catherine Starr's event at the Chippewa Valley Book Festival will be Thursday, October 23rd at 7:15 p.m. at the library in Eau Claire. And Pam Gardeau, I am curious about what you plan to make sure you hit for these events or what your week will be like. I'm sure it is hectic, but, you know, how do you find time for the things that you want to see?
Well, I will be going to probably every event that we have. And so my week is totally, I clear the slate and I just totally focus on the book festival for that week. And I help out wherever I can. Books are going to be sold at all the events.
Sure.
And so people that want to buy a book and get them autographed by the author, you know, that's a great way to do that. And so many people, myself included, love to give books as gifts. And so an autographed copy of a book is a beautiful gift to give someone. Whether you know a mom that would love to laugh a little bit about the pain in her life.
I do.
You know, you can get an autographed graphic memoir by Mary Catherine Starr.
Yes.
Or so that's what I do. And I just enjoy meeting people and attending and finding people that say, you know, I didn't really read this book before I came, and that's not required at all. A lot of people come to hear authors and get ideas for what they should read next.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. You don't have to read the book to attend the event, and you probably are going to be more interested in it after the event than you would have been before.
Exactly.
One of the authors that you have, one of the things that I've circled on my calendar is Liz Pelly. She's the author of Mood Machine, and this is a book that delves into the history of Spotify, the music streaming service, and what it has done to the music business overall. We work with, you know, there are plenty of musicians on the side and musicians that we know here at WPR. So what do you know about Liz Pelly's presentation at the Chippewa Valley Book Festival, Pam?
Well, she'll be talking about the role that streaming services and Spotify in particular, how they have changed the landscape of music for performers. Mm. So it used to be that performers earned their income in a very different way than what happens now. And Spotify has made the experience of producing this music very different in today's world where people just download music or create a playlist on Spotify.
Yeah, and the amount of money that ends up in the hands of the actual artists is part of the story itself. So I am curious. Liz Pelly's presentation will be October 25th. That book, again, is Mood Machine, and it takes a look at what Spotify has done to the music business. And also I see here, Pam, that there is an end of festival celebration. Talk about building community to have one big party at the end of it all on October 25th. Sounds like fun.
I think it will be. It's a wonderful new pizzeria in downtown Eau Claire that's very, very close, only a couple of blocks from the library. And so we invite people to join us and celebrate a week of great books and reading and have a slice of pizza and maybe something liquid to drink. And it's just a great way to end the festival.
So I'm getting the sense, Pam, that librarians don't actually retire. They just go on to book festivals.
Oh, yes.
Pam Cardo is a retired librarian, but you know what that means. She's one of the organizers of the Chippewa Valley Book Festival. Mary Catherine Starr stays with us as well, and she'll be appearing at the book festival online at cvbookfest.org. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller, and you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. Before we return to our discussion about the upcoming Chippewa Valley Book Festival, I want to take a moment to invite you to support the programming you love. It's Wisconsin Public Radio's Fall Member Drive. My name's Lee Rayburn. I'm filling in for Larry today. He'll be back on Monday. I'm here with Maureen McCollum, the producer of Wisconsin Life. So awesome to have you here.
It is just a delight to join you in the studio,
Lee. That's a lot of fun today.
It is.
Because you're nodding along in agreement. And so there was a moment there when we were speaking with Mary Catherine about what it's like to meet your readers and how they come to share stories with you that help expand your understanding of your own creation. And I'm thinking to myself, that's just like in radio. Like,
absolutely.
I'm sitting here in a padded room talking to myself. I don't know if anybody's out there other than my mother to say, good job, kid. But then you go out and they're like, oh, I recognize your voice. Recognize it from an aisle over in the grocery store. I know that voice.
I actually had this experience yesterday. I'm not kidding. We did not plan this. So I went to a resale shop yesterday, Pink Poodle here in Madison. And as we were checking out, my friend and I, who were both mothers of young children, we're talking about how we've entered our backpack era, but how we've moved on from the diaper bag to like a cute little leather bag to like still feel like a woman. And the woman who is checking us out, no joke, says, oh, I just got a new backpack. I just made my pledge support to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I'm going to get the new logoed backpack. And my friend looks at me and goes, what? And so then I told her who I was, and it was this really, I'm not good at I don't know. I don't consider myself a celebrity, but it is that wild moment when you realize, like, she looked at me and she goes, I should ask for your autograph. But then I sat there and I thanked her. I was like, well, thank you so much for listening.
Right.
Thank you so much, especially right now, for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. You are going to look so cute with that backpack. But like, the reaction too was really touching to me, not only that she was supporting, but that saw value in the work that I do, that the work that all of us do.
That canvas really backpack, by the way, is available to you as well for $22 a month or more if you go now to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Sometimes, because I'm me, I get people who are like, you know, you mispronounce this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm even grateful for that. I'm even like, thank you so much.
Oh,
I will not get that wrong again. I know I say theater a little bit strangely.
You know, if you can derive meaning from a word, it's okay. That's what the Way With Words hosts tell us. Another wonderful public radio program.
And if you support these programs that stand up today, you know that our federal funding's fallen by the wayside earlier this summer. So it is now more important than ever. And with your support, we will stay strong together. So join in right now at WPR.org. Or call 888-202-2552.
Makes me feel very good to be a sustainer.
Makes me feel like I'm a part of what's happening.
I know it's a valuable service.
I like being a sustainer because it helps contribute to the Wisconsin idea.
I like being a sustainer because I just like knowing that my money will be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio for years to come.
It is. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today, here with Maureen McCollum for Wisconsin Life. And we're just commiserating about how much fun it is. We would do Member Drive every day if they'd let us, because we just tossed the script out the window and decided to tell you what's happening behind the closed doors in the studios with the people that, you know, I look forward to seeing every day and would miss if I wasn't able. That's why people come into work when they're not even working, is because, you know, it's more than a team.
Right. We believe in the mission. We believe in the work we do. We like supporting one another to do this work. And in the end, it's all to serve our audience. It's all to serve not only the people of Wisconsin, but the listeners that we have across the country, around the world. We know that people tune in every day to the Larry Mueller Show because they adore this program, they adore him, they gain value from that program, and they tune in from everywhere to hear you, to hear Larry, to hear Jill, to hear the wonderful guests talk about what it is to be a member of the society, to be a member of a community. And if you're someone who also supports this programming, consider donating right now. We have a $50,000 match in effect, and we are more than halfway there.
We're going to get there.
We're going to get there.
With your support.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. It only takes a few minutes.
So you mentioned we're more than a team. And when it comes to Larry Mueller, I want to take a moment to just point out that we've got a couple of producers, Clara Neipert and Joel Patenaude, who are hard at work every day. Technical director Jeff Robbins, who is making us sound flawless. Ooh. I don't know how you do that, Jeff. And executive producer Jill Nadeau, who puts it all together. So the Larry Mueller Show, while it is Larry Mueller, it's also this more than a team. That
amazing
is working
team.
Together behind the scenes every day while you hear the voice. Whether you know it or not, you're also hearing all the work that goes into it. So do what you can while you can. Don't wait. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
That's right. And now more than ever is an important time to consider becoming a member. WPR is a valuable service for information, inspiration, and connection to Wisconsin. Lee, one of the things that I love during our member drives is that we get to hear from our listeners.
Yes.
Can I read a note that we received?
Please.
We heard from Stephen in Milwaukee, who says, "The best word I can use to define WPR is comforting." Mm. I love that.
If we were a food, we'd be comfort food.
Yes, 100%. Perhaps mashed potatoes smothered in gravy.
Were your mashed potatoes smothered in gravy? We know every day how powerful your gift can be and what kind of difference it makes to the program that we provide to all. So take a moment right now and go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And again, thank you so much for your support. Pam Gardoan and Mary Catherine Starr join us again. They are partaking in the upcoming Chippewa Valley Book Festival. Pam's a retired librarian and an organizer. Mary Catherine Starr is an author and will be hosting an event Thursday, October 23rd at 7:15. We tell you about it now so you can get registered before you have to get on a wait list. So go to cvbookfest.org, see the 15 some events that are available for you, and sign up. It is free with the exception of the meal event, which you'd have to pay for. And Mary Catherine, I want to ask you what's next for you. After you did your first graphic novel, what's it like to work with publishers? Is there pressure? Is there, you know, fear of a sophomore? What's next?
Thank you for that question. I go back and forth between, you know, I have all these ideas and new books I want to write and children's books, and there's all these directions I could go. And then also, you know, I spoke to another author who said, I just really want to give this first book baby its chance to, I want to give it all the attention it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of always waffling between those two things. Should I jump ahead and start thinking about the next book, or should I continue to kind of nurture this little baby as it's coming out into the world? But I think ultimately, you know, when you're a creative person, you can't help but start thinking about what project you want to tackle next. So I'm definitely percolating, and this past week I was just in San Francisco and I got to meet my editor in person, which we'd never met in person after working together for 3 years.
Sure.
And we were already talking about new ideas. And so I'm very excited, but I still haven't decided which of my many ideas I'm going to start to pursue.
What's the reaction been like from your family? You've put them front and center in your work. You've allowed others to go ahead and laugh along with you. What's their reaction been like?
Well, my kids love it. I mean, they're 9 and 6, but they love seeing themselves in a book.
Sure.
There's lots of drawings of them saying funny kid things, and they just crack up reading those. So that's fun. And then my husband, you know, it's a little more complicated because the book is so personal about our relationship. But, he was very much a part of the whole book writing process. And, you know, he was at my book launch event laughing along and asking questions. And
Nice. Really,
he's been an amazing supporter of the book and has been kind of willing to, you know, take one for the team, I think. I feel that our story, I use us as an example of kind of a, you know, this universal story, something that happens to so many couples after having kids. And so he understands that. I mean, I think I share unflattering stories about both of us. And he understands that, you know, my bigger picture goal here is to show other parents, maybe help them learn from our mistakes And then also, you know, show them that they're not alone and that this is a very common phenomenon that we can all kind of work together to change things for the future, for our children. But yeah, it's definitely, he's a very much a part of every comic I make, and we talk a lot about it before I put it down on paper.
Does he ever threaten you with publishing his own book? Wait till my book comes out.
We've definitely had jokes like that, but I was like, go for it, please. I'd love to read that book.
It's very encouraging and supportive.
Writing it?
Let's go back to your calls and emails now. You can email us, talk@WPR.org. You can give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. If you have a story to share about a book festival experience or meeting an author, like we heard from Vivian earlier, who met Ben Logan. Nancy and Augusta, good afternoon. Nancy, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi.
Larry. I'm glad you called, or I called.
Well, yeah, what's up?
Well, I wrote a book about the area that I thought you might be interested in. It's called This is Eden. It's with a question mark. And
what's it about, Nancy?
It's a true historical novel about my family. My grandmother and grandfather purchased land up here. And my grandfather stayed back in Chicago and worked. And my grandmother came up and homesteaded the land with her six children, age 2 to 16.
Wow.
And trials and tribulations of doing that alone.
The novel is, or the book is called This is Eden? Question mark. This is Eden. Where can folks find it, Nancy?
It's on Amazon.
Awesome.
I published it through Author House, and I hope anybody interested in history of Wisconsin would be interested in it. Because of how hard it was to settle this land.
Yeah.
So,
what a great story about your family. And if you are interested, This is Eden is the book from Nancy. And thank you so much for calling, Nancy. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier with Maureen McCollum. And Pam, I'll bring you into the conversation for this. As a retired librarian who doesn't actually retire, just goes on to work at book festivals, I'm sure you see it too. Everybody's got a story to tell and a story to share in a way that would resonate with others.
You're absolutely right. And that's part of the wonderful community that forms around books and reading. You find people that want to write their own stories, like Patty C. does. A lot of those are built on her own life. And people that want to write stories that they imagine for some reason. And I think that is something that the old saw, that books can be mirrors and they can be windows, is so true. They're windows in that they help you understand the world and other people and empathize. And they're mirrors because it helps you understand yourself better as well.
I really love that. Mary Catherine Starr, your book, Mama Needs a Minute, a candid, funny, all too relatable comic memoir about surviving motherhood. Your Instagram account, momlife_comics. What do you say to people who come up to you and say, I've got a story to tell too, but I'm not sure how the best way to tell it is?
I mean, I always just tell people to start telling it however you want to. And maybe that's just in your journal. Maybe that's, you know, starting a blog that no one reads. Even though blogs are kind of irrelevant, it's still a really great process of just kind of learning how to put your story out on the internet. A lot of people are starting Substacks now, which I think is awesome because people can subscribe and get your story via their email if you want to put it out in installments or posts. But, you know, I think it's just, you've got to start. And I think that's underrated. You know, it's really easy to talk about something. It's a lot harder to start it.
Well, yeah, it's kind of the hardest part. It's like trying to write a story and starting with a blank page. The beginning can, that first step, because you don't know where you're going or where it'll take you, can be the most challenging one. But if you want your story to get out there, the first thing you can do is get it out there.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I look back at some of my first comics and I'm so horrified by what they look like, you know? And I put them on the internet for everyone to see. But
oh my gosh.
That's what you have to do. You have to start as a beginner and figure it out as you go.
I think we were just talking about this on the radio, listening to yourself from 5 years ago. You're like, who is that kid? And I don't want any part of him. So it's very funny how you look back on the work you've done, but it just goes to show how far you've come.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so keep putting it out there. And sooner or later, you're going to find the audience that resonates with you. And I'm sure that people can relate. So I find that fascinating, and I really appreciate it. Mary Catherine, when you are looking to put these comics to paper, when you are looking to put them out there, what scares you? I mean, because that first step is the scary one. So where do you find your fear?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's always that kind of vulnerability.
Yes.
Worried about being vulnerable. You know, what I write about is often very personal. And when you post anything personal on the internet, it can be taken out of context very easily. People who have no idea where you're coming from or what your story is will read it, and they can infer what they want to. And sometimes people see what I've put out there in a vulnerable way or to connect with like-minded moms, and they want to criticize it, or they see something wrong with it, or it insults them or hurts them. And, you know, it's really hard to put something out and know that you have no control over how it's received. I know what my intention was creating it, but I don't know how it will be received.
But
and that's always really scary.
But it's still worth putting it out there for you.
Yes. I mean, I think the overwhelming response is usually people who say, like, I feel seen. Thank you so much. This is exactly what I've been thinking, but didn't know how to put into words. And that makes it worth it.
Mary Catherine Starr, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mary Catherine's the author of Mama Needs a Minute and Pam Gardeau. I know librarians never retire, so looking forward to next month's Chippewa Valley Book Fest online at cvbookfest.org. And thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
It's just a pleasure to speak with you both. And I want to, by way of full disclosure, mention that the Chippewa Valley Book Festival is one of Wisconsin Public Radio's many business sponsors. With the time we have left here, let's bring in Maureen McCollum, the producer of Wisconsin Life, who is here to tell you about our Fall Member Drive.
Absolutely. It is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. And so Lee and I are here now to
have fun.
To have fun, to lift up the writers and the book festivals
of
the state. But three, to hopefully convince you to consider investing in this service in Wisconsin Public Radio in the Larry Mueller Show, because listener support is the biggest source of funding that we have on WPR.
And we have a $50,000 all-day match in effect. We're more than halfway there, but we would like to get this done before we're done at 1 o'clock. So let's make those contributions now if you can.
Yeah, if you're on your lunch break,
you know,
put the fork down, pick the phone up. A human will answer on the other end if you call 888-202-2552. Or, you know, if you don't want to talk to anyone, because sometimes lunch break is for alone time.
I'm eating.
So you can go online to WPR.org and make your contribution there.
And also, for any contribution this member drive, we will be happy to send you a WPR sticker, one of a kind, designed in-house. For $22 a month or more, we'll send you that brand new canvas backpack with a WPR logo on it that will stand the test of time. It'll last forever.
It'll stand the test of time. And if you've been listening this hour, you'll hear that Larry Mueller himself has one.
Yes.
So you can match Wisconsin's fashion icon, Larry Mueller,
whose entire wardrobe is Wisconsin Public Radio. And it's made me think, boy, that is a much easier way to go when it comes time to decide what to wear today. What should I wear?
You should.
WPR.
WPR. He also has his UW apparel. We cannot forget that he is a very proud Badger. I think you could do that too, Lee.
And proud public radio voice, almost 60 years on the air on
we
a station
so
that is considered by some to be the oldest station in the nation.
Yeah.
So now is the time. Since our federal funding has gone by the wayside earlier this summer, it's now more important than ever that you step up and support the programming that you love, listen to, and cherish. So join us at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You could be like Kathleen in Madison, who says, I care about the wonderful programming and the hosts. Kathleen, that is so sweet. We care about you. We truly care about our listeners.
It's why we do what we do.
Exactly. This is the reason we get up in the morning
and show up to work. Even if we're not working.
Exactly. We care about our community, and we want to make Wisconsin a better place to live, a better place to thrive. And we hope that you, in return, support the work that we do.
WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.